The new Defense Secretary Robert Gates is on his way back to Washington from Iraq. He'll meet with President Bush to talk about what he's learned. Joining us from Washington, NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Juan, welcome back.
Happy holidays, Alex.
Thank you. Same to you. And I imagine Mr. Gates and Mr. Bush are going to be talking about this idea of the surge, you know, a quick injection of more American troops into Iraq, at least for a while. It's a debatable military strategy. I wonder about the politics.
The politics are so complex because what we see in the polls is that most Americans now, it's an all-time high, 58% according to Pew, think that the U.S. should be setting a timetable to get out. And obviously, most people now disapprove of the president's handling of the situation in Iraq. So it gets even more complex in a sense, Alex, because what you have is Defense Secretary Gates coming back after having conversations with people such as George Casey, who's in charge of our operation there. Casey had been opposed to increasing the number of troops in Iraq. Now, after talking to Gates, he says, well, he's not necessarily opposed. In addition, you have the John Abizaid, who was in charge of the U.S. command in the Middle East. Abizaid saying he's opposed to it, but now he's set to retire in March. And the question is whether or not he's being forced out. And then you have the Army Chief of Staff, Peter Schumacher, saying that, you know, he wants an increase in the overall size of the military if we're going to have a long-lasting presence and the possibility of a surge, which would stretch the military and possibly break it. Colin Powell said much the same last week.
Talk about an increase in the military. The Secretary of Veterans Affairs came out yesterday at a news conference favoring a renewal of the draft. Am I hearing this correctly?
Well, the White House heard it correctly, too, Alex. This is Jim Nicholson. And immediately, the White House disavowed what he said, and then Nicholson issued a statement saying he didn't mean that. Although he said it would be a good thing for young people to volunteer, he was not supporting a return to the draft. But he said they are preparing to test, you know, the ability of the U.S. government to they already keep a list of young people of draft age to test the ability of the government to, in fact, reinstitute a draft in about 2-3 years.
So they're going to run a test just to kind of like say if we had a draft, this is how it would go.
Right. And you must remember that earlier this year, Charlie Rangel, the congressman from New York, said that he plans to introduce a bill next year to reinstate the draft, and that caused lots of consternation in the White House, saying we have no such plans, we don't think that's rational, and the military saying we don't need a draft, we like the all-volunteer force.
Yeah, and a lot of consternation among Democrats, too.
Yeah, really.
They didn't like hearing that.
Yeah.
How about the new Congress? What are they going to have to say about this surge?
Well, so far, not very good things. Nancy Pelosi has said that she thinks that this will just create a problem. The president doesn't understand the need for more dramatic change. And Harry Reid, the Senate leader, says it's just going to put us in a deeper hole, Alex.
Yeah, you wonder about these responsibilities, though, because suddenly the Democrats are looking at taking power. They're going to have to do something on Iraq.
Well, they have to have ideas, but I think the surge is not one they're going to support.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams with us again from Washington. Juan, happy holidays to you and your family.
Merry Christmas.